If the Earth Were Flat, a Vertigo production, ran in the Shanley Pavilion this weekend. Written by School of Communications junior Eliza Huang, the show is a mix of dark comedy and deep meaning.
The show is about like this couple, Ashley and Tony. They were always moving before, and now like the guy Tony, he wants to settle down and have like a home with Ashley, and now like Ashley is having some difficulties adjusting to this new life, while like Tony is adjusting pretty well. So she initiates this role-playing game about imagining like a flat earth, and there's like two scenarios happening on the flat earth.
The show is inspired by Huang's experience freshman year as an international student.
I was having a hard time adjusting to this new environment. So like, what if this play is about like the attachment to your previous life, like, and your adjustment and transitioning into entirely new life, and what if you can't work through that?
School of Communication junior Felix Gaddy directed the show.
I think through all the humor of it and the extremes, it really was like I could see the allegory for Eliza's own experience being an international student from China. I know that Eliza is a really funny person, and it's kind of dry and dark humor. And I immediately thought, oh, I could definitely find ways to draw that humor out and make it ridiculous.
Conveying these complex themes took a lot of collaboration. School of Communication junior Izzy Orenstein plays Martha, one of the role-playing characters.
So I have like a scene partner that I do, like basically all my scenes are with him. His name is Creighton. And we basically like do a lot of work, like the two of us, to get comfortable with each other.
The heavier parts of the script also required careful consideration from Huang and Gaddy, as well as the actors, especially for Orenstein.
My character comes to the edge of the earth to kill herself. So they're just like, I will say, like, when I was preparing how I'm gonna like prep for my character, I took like a lot of consideration. Like, I don't want to like accidentally run into like any of my own personal like feelings that would like could be brought into this, and then I'm like hurting myself by playing the role.
As a student-written production, the show went through a more complicated rehearsal process than a traditional script.
The hardest part is that it's a new student work, which means that the script keeps changing up until like officially 3 weeks before the show, but it keeps changing until like last night. It's still changing. And I think it's difficult. It's such a fun challenge, but it's also difficult to work with a student playwright. And a lot of the work is like devising things, like devising stage directions, because like Eliza might have written something, but we don't know what it's gonna look like until we see it up on its feet.
School of Communication sophomore Sadie Pichardo, who's the producer and scenic designer for the show, says she enjoys student-written projects for their uniqueness.
And it's just a bunch of people taking something so small, the smallest idea that someone else has like had, and then just running with it. Like Eliza came up with this on her own, writing it alone in a playwriting class at school at Northwestern, and now it's here.
The production team worried about filling seats for a new show.
How do you get people in seats on Halloween?
You gotta do some marketing tech. You don't want to go see shows that are also new because like they don't know what it's about.
They're like, I would rather see Legally Blonde, you know? Right. That's like familiar. But like, this is...
You gotta give a little trust.
Yes.
A little trust, because you never know when down the line something that we make will be the next thing.
For WNUR News, I'm Savannah Bond.